Siv Ches, which is page Kuf Yud Beis in our editions. Yesh loy kemin koitzim b'shidrosoy. If you've got a lulav which is koitzim, thorns on its shedra, on its shedra, so you've got thorns coming out from the shedra. I don't exactly know what that means. Is there pictures of that? Have you got pictures? Thorns coming out from the shedra. How does he picture it? Oh, right. Okay, that's an interesting picture. Okay, very good. Can you show it around? Should we show it around? So thorns coming out from the shedra. Not leaves, but thorns coming out from the shedra. Have you ever come across a shalulav? Because I haven't. Yeah, you think you have?
I haven't seen it, but I've seen it growing.
So how is that thorns coming out? So he says, if you've got thorns coming out from the shedra, then we're going to see soon, it's going to be possible. So we've got a lot of that, thorns coming out from the shedra, that's possible. He continues, O shenitzmas, if it shriveled, v'nichvat, so it shrunk. It shrinkled up, and it shriveled up, and it got all, then it's also going to be possible. Let's stop here for a minute. Because there's not much Mishneh Berurah over here, but I do want to point out at this point. Do you mind to quickly look at picture 59? Picture 59. You can see there's picture 59. I'm ignoring picture 59, but I'm going to the other picture, which is on the top left of that page. Can you see the lulav over here, which has got? And I'm sure you have seen that. It's zigzag. It's going like the middle is going a little bit. So over here, the poets can discuss it when they come to the nitzmas v'nichvas, the shrunk and shriveled lulav. So they discuss this lulav over here, which is on top of the page. Do you think that's a problem or not? Have you got this picture over here, yeah? The one over here. Can you see that the tioimus is going like it grows like that, yeah. Is that a problem or not? Can you see the picture? Do you know, have you seen those lulav? No, I think they're quite, have you come across that the middle goes a bit like this?
No, not like this one.
Not like this one, but a little bit. Have you ever... So what would be... They're quite common. They are quite common. Have you seen such a lulav?
Rarely.
But you have. They do. You sometimes see them. Yeah? So what's the halacha then? Is that a problem or not? Because they are quite common. And you know what's funny about this? That they normally, because they are like this, it somehow makes the tioimus well connected. Because they somehow... I'm not good at... is it... Biology? It's not biology. It's green.
Botany.
Botany? Yeah, is that what it is? Okay, fine. I'm not so strong at that. But I can tell you from experience that the lulavim which grow like that, is like this zigzag on top, they tend to be very, very much, the tioimus seems to be very, very well connected. It's not nechleka. It's not split. It's never split. Those are never split. Never split. Like so the question is, if you've got that kind of... Is it kosher or not? Or does it go within the soul of... Nitzmas v'nichvas. What do you tell Rabbi Isai? Posel? If it's posel, it's posel. Or is it kosher? What do you tell Rabbi Gideon Menashe Alevi? We're talking about page 59, picture 59. Have you ever seen such a lulav? Picture 59 like this. Have you ever seen? You have the tioimus going a little bit like... they're quite common. Yeah. So the point that is it a problem? Because we learned that shriveled and shrunk, and if they're very good. We're gonna get to that. But over here, with regards to the shavit, it might not be considered a problem of shavit because shavit is the general shape of the lulav. Over here, the shape may be very straight. If you're looking at the lulav, it's very straight. You only got the tioimus over here going. So the poskim actually say this is not a problem. This is not a problem. If a lulav goes like this, the tioimus goes like this, it's actually not a problem. It may not be considered a mehudah de galulav. Maybe it's not mehudah de galulav. But as far as kashrus is concerned, it is kosher. It's a kosher lulav. And I must say, you sometimes come across the lulavim, and it's really amazing because the tioimus is very, very well connected. It's not nechlek, they're not split at all. They're very, very well connected. It's definitely kosher. Okay, we carry on the bottom line of page Kuf Yud Beis. Oi, what the halach also, shu okum lefonov. Now we're going to talk about okum. Okum means that it's bent. folded, as it were, not folded, bent. So if it's Okum Lefonov, Lefonov the Mishneh Berurah in Lamed Daled explains, Okum Lefonov Dainu Hatzad Shekeneged HaShedre. This is picture 61. If you don't mind quickly having a look, you see that there's a shadow, the spine, and this is going the opposite the spine's side. So it's growing, is it called maybe outwards? Is that correct? Is that precise to call it outwards? Because it's like the shadow is the back, so that's like outwards. Or how would you call it? How would you call it? It's going opposite the side of the shadow. It's bending forward. I don't know how you'd call it. Forward?
If the shadow is a spine.
It is a spine, yeah.
What would the person be doing?
Probably forward. It's probably called forward, I suppose. Yeah, probably forward. So, Shulchan Aruch calls it Lefonov. Or Shulchan Lefonov, then it's going to be possible. Now, I don't understand why they made the picture 61. They made it like this. Because if you look at picture 61, it's only a slight bent. Can you see? It's only slightly. And if you look at Mishneh Berurah Sifkot Lamed Gimel, it tells us something very different. Kamagol, and that's the Gemara. It means that it's very, very much... What's the picture you've got over here? Right, that's Kamagol. It means that it's pretty much bent, something like that. Yeah, a semicircle or like a circle, something like that. This is a very accurate picture. This is clearly what the Gemara is talking about. Not sure why they did it like this. So... this would be possible, and the Shulchan Aruch explains, Shari Shidroi Kegav Balchatoi Teres. He said, this is like a camel's back. That's the expression. It's like a hunch. It's like a camel's back. Like a camel's bump. It's not meant to be like this. It's meant to be straight. And this is very much what Reb Gideon pointed out, that he has to be Keshavit. We learned the Rishonim say, and we saw the Mishneh Berurah as well, that a lulav needs to be straight as possible. And we've got a very, very roundish type of lulav, that's going to be a possible. That's what the top of the page 224 says. It's possible. Continues Shulchanoch, v'chenim nekam le'echot mitzdodov. Also, if it's bent towards one of the directions, either to the right or to the left of the lulav, it's possible. And again, we're talking about very significant bent, unlike picture 63. I don't understand why. I'm taking this back. But if we're talking about a very significant bent, then it's going to be possible. If it's bent backwards, that's picture 63. Picture 63, when it's bent to the back, then it's going to be kosher. Shazuhi briyasa, because they often grow like that. That's natural, that it sometimes grows to its back. See picture 63, that is pretty common, said the Shulchan Aruch, and that's when it's going to be kosher. Now, the question that I'm asking you now is a very general question, that's a very relevant question. Does a person need to look, because sometimes they are slightly bent, I'm talking about even less than those picture 63, less than picture 61, if they are slightly bent, does a person need to look out for lulav that is not even slightly bent, that is very, very straight? Because the cases that we've been talking about are very extreme. We learned Mishneh Berurah Seif Cotton, the earlier Seif Cotton, it's Kamagol. It's very, very bent. What happens if you've got a lulav that is slightly bent? Is that a problem or not? Slightly bent. Slightly bent lulav. Okay. Slightly bent. Okay. Okay. Fine. Better not. What do you tell us? Slightly bent. It's fine. Slightly bent. Fine. So it's very interesting because the emes is, the halacha is that it's kosher. It is kosher. Slightly bent lulav is kosher, as you stated. It is, however, important to note that the poskim are deriving from this Shulchan Aruch over here, which is basically a Mishnah and a Gemara. They're learning from this. That's basically what you said as well. That there is a concept of a lulav being like a sharvet, like a scepter. Now, therefore, the poskim learn that ideally it should be as straight as possible. Therefore, you're going to have people who are very makpit, who are very much mahada, to have a very, very straight lulav. And therefore, if you want to have a mahodadik lulav, you're going to try to ensure that it's very, very straight. People who buy the lulav, they're often going to lift up the lulav and hold it like this, and to see if it's straight or not. And this is, it's a valid point. To want to see as to whether it's very, very straight. So they're going to holding it like this, and that's where they're coming from. If you've ever seen people holding the lulav like this, and they're trying to make sure that it's got a straight back. And this is where they're coming from. They're coming from this Shulchan Aruch Seif Ches, because as you pointed out, it should be like a Shabbat, it should be a straight Lulav. And even a slight bend takes away, it definitely does take away from the Hiddur of the Lulav. Reb Shlomo Zalman Zichron Livracha, when he picked his own Lulav, the first thing he checked for, and the most important thing he checked for, was the straightness of the lulav. He would first straight, that's the biggest hit that he picked the lulav, and he looked first, before anything else, he looked how straight it is. If it was very bent, he would put it back and say, I'm going to look for something else. Afterwards, he would look at the other things. But the first thing he looked out for was the straightness of the lulav. And this is coming from this sif over here. This is coming from sif. Sif test. Sif test. It means shriveled and shrunk. Sif Tes. That's again very relevant. That's the final halacha of Hilchas Lulav. Sif Tes. Im Kofuf Beroshoi. Now, Kofuf literally means bent down or folded down, like literally folded. Im Kofuf Beroshoi. If it's folded on its head, it's possible. Can I point out to the picture, just to have an idea what we're talking about? If you look at picture 68, we're going to speak at great length shortly, but just to know what we're talking about. If you look at picture 68, what kind of picture have you got over here, if I may ask? Kofuf, yeah, that's a nice picture. Yeah, very good. Oh, we're going to get to that shortly. So he said if it's folded, then it's going to be possible. We're going to see soon that picture 68 is not mamash talking about that, but just to get an idea of what we're talking about. Now, Shulchan Aruch says, "Vedavka kshedrosoi kfufo." It's only possible when a spine is folded down as well. Aval olav kfufim, but if only the leaves are going down, then beroishoi by its head kmoi, like shederech liyos habudlov, like many loving grow that its heads. The tioimus is going down, then it's going to be kosher. So basically, what the Shulchan Aruch explains, can I take your picture? Because I don't know why. This is really, really nice. This is what, exactly what we're talking about. So it's as follows. It's really only possible if it's like this. If even the shadra is going down. So imagine that. I have never come across a lulav like this. This is what he said. If the whole shadra is going down, that's really when it's possible. However, if it's only, have you ever seen such a thing? It must be very rare. However, if the tioimus is going down, and it's going pretty much, a bit like our pictures, 68 or something like that, then it's kosher. So I'd say, the psul that we're talking about, says Shulchan Aruch, is even if the shadr is affected as well. The shadr is going down. But if it's just the tioimus, just the leaves on top, then it's going to be kosher. Have you ever seen a lulav like that? Pardon? No, those do. These do. So you're right. Those definitely don't. You're quite right. I've never seen a lulav like that. But the ones which just the tioim is going down like this a little bit, they do. And let's see what the Mishnah Berurah says. Over here brings a fascinating and a famous Rosh. The Rosh says the following. Sivkotn mem in Mishnah Berurah kfufin. Mishnah Berurah says, "Ve'arosh kasa." He brings literally a quotation of the Rosh. "Oyev ani, I love," says the Rosh. "Yosei, I love." "Oyev ani, yosei lotzeis boy." The Rosh says, "I love those who love him. They have a slight bent on top," says the Rosh. "I love them." If you ever wanted to know what he loved, now you know what he loved. She'ein ho'alin nechlokin, because its leaves tend to get, they very much connected. They're not broken. They're not affected. They never split. The tiyomtoi kayames, and the tiyomus is complete. So the Rosh says, "Oyev ani." That's what the Rosh loved. The Rosh loved those type of lulavim, like picture 68. He loved those. That's what he says. Why? Because it doesn't have a psul of kofuf, because kofuf we said is only if it's including the spine as well. This is only a minute on top. And he said, more than that, it's actually very nice, says the Rosh, because the tioimus is always complete. This is called in the Lashon HaPoskim, this is called a knepel. This is called a knepel lulav. Knepel, and in Lashon HaKodesh, it's called a kaftor. Kaftor. Button. Yeah. I don't know where the word name comes from. Knepel is also a button. Kaftor is also a button. Not exactly where it comes from, maybe because it's round and it goes around it. I'm not sure. But this is called the Knepel Lulav. And you're going to find nowadays as well, Knepalulovim. And I'm talking about just literally the top going down a little bit. Not significantly, just a little bit down. Pretty much like the picture of 68. You can see it's not a very severe fold. It's just a little bit. And these are called knepal. So the question is it, so the Rosh did it. The Rosh loved it. That's what the Rosh used. But let's see what the Mishnah Berurah says on that. Kosav Levush. The Levush says the following on the Rosh. V'davka, k'sha'ale elyoyna levad k'fufa. We can only, it's only, the Rosh only like them if the top leaf only was going down. Avalim kulon, oirubon k'fufin, kol shehu, posul. But if all of them are folding down, the majority of the leaves are going down, then it's going to be posul. I think there's a beautiful picture here I just saw. Picture 8. Look at picture 8. He said, if they're like this, can you show it around maybe? Do you mind if I pass it around? It's really helpful. If it's like picture 8, that not just the top leaf is going down, but it's going down by a lot of leaves, then, says the Levush, that's no good. So picture 7 is good, and picture 8, says the Levush, is no good. These lulavim are common. You can have every moicha still sells those kind of lulavim. I've got knepa lulavim. And knepa lulavim, people still like them. There's a very big advantage to the knepel lulavim. That the knepel lulavim, if it's just the top leaf, then it's got a big advantage. That it's normally it's not split. They'll never split. I'm not never, but they're rarely split. It's protected somehow. Have you ever seen those, Abi Oslo? Yeah? Yeah, the Rosh loved them. But do you agree to it? Can you see the sense of it? Can you see that they're not split? Well, some people, yeah, well, yeah, yeah. So would you choose a lulav like that? Some people like, they go up into the shop and they say, please, they're a knepel lulav. And they're coming from the Rosh, and you can't really argue with them. But nevertheless, let's just see what the Mishnah Berurah finishes off. So picture number 7 is what is good. On picture number 8, if they're all going down, that's already more controversial. That's what the Levush says is no good. Continues the Mishnah Berurah at kan lashon v'tikum v'gnavom. V'daz ha-taz. The opinion of the Taz is she'en lechalek b'zeh. You can't make a distinction between all of them going down and one of them going down. It's no good. V'al kol ponim. Says the Mishnah Berurah, paskins the following. But the ika acha, if you've got another lulav available, bevadai, certainly, yesh li zoyer, one should be careful. Shaloi lotzeis boze. You should try to avoid those lulavim. Sheroshei ho alin, kulam oirubam kefufim. That some or many of the leaves are folded. That's what the Mishnah Berurah paskins. That if you've got some of all of them going down, says the Mishnah Berurah, you should try to avoid it. So let's just recap what the halacha is of it. Just to recap, because I want to know halacha lemaisa, and one should try to get a knepel lulav or not. So again, the Shulchan Aruch said, if it's kafuf, the whole shadre is affected, really going down like this, it's posul according to Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says, however, this is only if the whole shadre is affected. If it's just the top leaf, just the top leaf, says the Shulchan Aruch, it's fine. The Mishnah Berurah adds to that, the Rosh actually loved them. Not only the Akosha, but the Rosh loved those if they're just the knepel on top. The Levush says, it's only true that the knepel is fine if it's just the top leaf. If you've got many leaves affected, it's no good. And that's how the Mishnah Berurah paskens. If many leaves, or the majority of the leaves, are knepel, are going folded, it's no good. But the question remains there, and this is a bit open-ended. And I wonder what you think about this. The question is now, having seen the Mishnah Berurah Sif Cotton Mem, the Taz, yes. Yeah, he said there's no reason, that's right, he's a war maker, you're right, he's Mukhailik on the Levush. Yeah, correct. Not like that, right. Yeah, you're right, yeah. Not like, yeah. That's right, yeah. Yeah, so the question is, now that we've seen, what would you do if you've got a beautiful lulav, which is a knepel? Let's see, look at picture 68, or maybe picture 71. You've got a slight knepel like that. You see, I don't know, by the way, just as a footnote, in 71, the Dir Shul Kol, the authors of this Mishnah Berurah over here, they call a knepel, in 71, they write a knepel looks like that when it's not facing completely down, it's just going on the side. They call that a knepel, because it's facing to this, it's going a little bit to the side and it's not going down. I don't know where they got that from, because if it's a 68, it's also a knappel. I don't know why they're saying that, but that's what they seem to be holding. So we're not, I don't know why there's, it's true that if it's, I don't know. So anyway, so if you've got a lulav like 68 or 71, is that, if you've got 68 or 71, is that muhuda or not? Would you take a lulav there? Having seen and the Mishnah Berurah inside. You think that it's less natural?
Well, 68 looks more, muhud looks more like it's
if you have got that kind of lulav, as a
bent by someone who hasn't put it back in his bag properly.
You see, that's an interesting point. What would be the halach if it's not, if it didn't grow like this, if it got affected, if it got damaged and it looks like that? That's a good point as well. That's more of a problem, actually. That would be more of a chison. I'm talking about if it grew like that. And you'll find those, if they grow like that, what's going to be the halach? Would you choose a lulav like that, or do you prefer to put it away? Because again, there is one mile to those lulavim. And the lulavim are really, they're normally very well connected. They're normally not split. So you've got a hiddle there. And also, what's very important as well, what was another psul that cannot happen with those, or that is very rare? That's right, it's not hemnuk, they're never hemnuk, they're never nechlika, and what else? Pardon? That's right, they're not split, they're not hemnuk, they're not nifut, so that's right, but what else? They're never nektam. It's never cut. It's never cut. It's always complete. They're always complete. So you've got evidence of it. It's not cut. It's not split. It's not a hemnuk. So in many ways, it's a very mehodadig lulav. In many ways, it's a mehodadig lulav.
Why is it looking?
Pardon? It doesn't look nice. Yeah, right. I mean, that's what Mishnah Berurah Sif Kot Lamitah says, that if it's possible, it's because Ein Zeh Odo, it doesn't look nice. What did you say?
So why is the machlok in there to take the lavachem?
Right, so it's talking about,
yeah.
Which one? He said, it's true, he said over here that if one could, it's true that many people refrain from taking such a lulav nowadays, and they claim that since you've got so many other lulavim nowadays in the market, people don't go into a machloikas and you should try to avoid it. But many people still are very, they say there's no real machloikas about this. There's no real opinion, puzzle such a lulav. Which is true. There's no opinion that puzzles. If it's a minute knepel, nobody really puzzles it. So there's people who are makbid. I mean, there's people who go to a shop and say, can I please have a knepel? Can I please have a knepel? And they get a knepel. There's plenty of people who do that. Others are trying to avoid those. But this is the knepel controversy. This is the knepel controversy. That's where it's coming from. That's where it's coming from. Yeah. Let's just carry on. Sif Kot Mem Aleph. The Mishnah Berurah says, Beroshoi Tafke Bazeh. He's going back onto the word of the Shulchan Aruch that he has to be Beroshoi, but Aleph Kuvim Beroshoi by its head. So Tafke Bazeh is only about this. Shlei Nichfaf Elo Beroshoi. It's only folded by its head. V'nisha chele godel belik fifa, and a lot of its tioimus is actually not folded, it's not bent at all. Aval im guf ha'alin nechfaf harbe. But if the majority or the bulk of the leaves are folded, ma'oit a lot, lem to ison by its middle, v'nirek moshe nechfaf ha'alin neshnaim posul. Have you got a picture of that over here? Yeah, if it's something, yeah. Right, if it's picture 9. That's right. Picture 9, that's what he's talking about over here. Can I pass it on? Yeah, thank you. Picture 9, that's what he's talking about. If it's going like this, then it's going to be possible. She'ein zeh odo klal. This is very much like you are saying. It's a very ugly, that's exactly what you were saying. If it's really going significantly down, like really going down, that's really not a nice lulav. That's what you were saying. Or if it's just the middle one going down, if it looks really awkward, it looks bizarre, the whole top looks a bit misformed, and then it's going to be gamkin possible. It's also possible. Just to finish off with Sifkot Membeis, kosher, v'yesh min ha'poskim shemachmirim, some are slightly more machmir. Achena minig lahakak shulchanoch, but the minig is to be making like the shulchanoch. Vayim b'shar tshuva and see what the shulchanoch writes on this. Okay, and we'll continue. Which one? Which behetev? Which one? In Sifkot and Tess. Where is that? The Maril Kasim is shekun esrig im nulav yofim zoich lechayim azeh lechayim abo. This one. In Sif Kot and Tess. Hanim nisha chelikol kasim etshuvas ma marivai lulav oisis lu love klema lamed vav tzadikim bechol doy vadoy kineged lamed vav masechtes. How interesting. V'leiv hainu atoyra mascheles beveis umisemis belamed. So lulav stands for lu, which is 36, which is 36 masechtes, and then the love, the lamed base, is the Torah, which starts with the base, Bereishis Bara, and Mesayemes, and ends off with the lamed, Le'enei Kol Yisrael. That's the lamed and the base at the end. V'lulav gematria chayim, and lulav is also the gematria of chayim, hainu Torah, v'esrig gematria tari, and the esrig is a gematria of 610, im gimel minim, tayag, with the three minim, adds to 613, Shokol Kinegi Taya Mitzvahs. Very nice. What a beautiful, interesting behetev. Thank you very much. Yeah. Very good. And we'll carry on with Lichas Adasim and Mitzvah Hashem on Sunday, Mitzvah Hashem.